Well, this morning I'm going to try to put into situation the direction, the musical direction that I've developed in the last few years, the object of which is the research and have a particular vision in order to be able to understand the process of interactivity that I've been experiencing in the last years by ways of performances or by sound environment. These are the two axes that have work in the plastic domain or architecture. Perhaps to concretize a bit, I'll speak of the origin of this direction, where in fact it is placed at which place it meets a plasticity in order to make possible an emergence of a sound domain of very special things. The origin of this is placed at a period where I put into question my trajectory as a composer, as a musician, all this after these very rigid music studies. I want to experiment with dance and theater. There is necessary interrogation of that has led me to explore certain modalities, certain modes of contemporary art. So we are in the world of plasticity, thanks to which I've been able to research in an interdisciplinary way. In fact, at the beginning, I wanted to create new relationships, new practices, new ways of investing music by gesture and plasticity. So the first direction of concretizing was done with children. And the work of this music exploration center was an explorative point of view with children, with young people, youngsters. And on the other hand, there is an axis of a creation, a sort of a dialogue with certain specific objects, as regards architecture or plastic art, in order to create a creative relationship. These experiments I hope to be able to develop in a transforming mode with a children workshop. So about 10 years ago I started with this gesture approach with children to try and place music in its relationship to the musical context. This is of being able to imagine a gestural or musical take on the musical material. The techniques of approach can be characterized first by a sort of a mnemotechny of situations through a work that I started very fast with these traces on the floor. You have got all these two ways that are done in relationship to breaking the partition that's going to allow us to make function a relationship to our pace of things, also to the entertainment and to the experimentations on time, on visual signal phenomenon in space as well. So these three approaches can be converging or diverging. On these geometrical paths, you can explore a relationship to rhythm through an architectural place. This could be a way to work on a space, be it public or open air.
the visual sign signal, the rhythm or the voice take place constantly and allow for a structuration that allows us to project the explorer into an infinite ground of possibilities. He could, for instance, speak on music in different ways of theatrality. So the explorer, that is the pedagogical approach, is an author or a conductor who is traveling in the possible infinites through a marked space. So for the writing of music, it was too, I wanted to take into account certain modalities of experiences in contemporary art, above all on the domain of performance, and the relationship of of the images of several composers, for instance, John Cage, the minimalists, or certain composers who very soon started with media, video, and other such instruments. So the materials are set in, put in, we haven't got the instruments, but we're going to try to concretize from starting from a visual approach what we can, what can be done by starting from a visual approach, what can be done of different as regards sound, and to be able to perhaps question as regards your plastic trajectories, what music could do for you as a dimension of openness, as regards media working sometimes in concordance and sometimes in antagonism. So the goals of this trajectory that can be visual at a certain time is to refine an architectural, an initial architecture, with correspondences and networks, and to use the permanent transformation. This approach is progressing through mobility, through the relativity of its characteristics and the ambiguity of its meanings. So what I wanted to put in this working approach, first the pedagogical, but that allows as well to help in the creation of certain objects of experimentation, creative experimentation. I'm going to mention a sentence by Adorno, who built an aesthetics on the concrete abstract, the partition that is developing under our eyes. So the writing on the space is at the same time the form and the substance of the process. So perhaps in order to illustrate in a concrete way the work and the origin of this trajectory that has helped in the emergence of this situation with a certain relationship with plasticity, would be to show you for 10 minutes two sequences of experimentation live that I did with 8 children doing performance work with scenic things, where you can see the different elements, the visual location with the musical material working on real time wish to telescope unforeseeable things and to give it these references in relationship to dimension. The performers are deep placing, the speciality is played, there are visual signals in space. So we're going to have 3 sequences of this performance in order to better coming into this approach. This is a performance I did at the Centre d'Art Contemporain in Grenoble in
This is a
work absolutely improvised. There is no structure, no writing. The musical exploration is done at the same time by
here we had 3 sequences of experimentation with a work of a synchronicity. From the visual point of view, it allows for a work for this sequenced memory work, where you got these children working on particular events and researching, exploring, where there is this thing that can develop all the wishes, all the needs to create an event. There is also access to the instrumental and musical work. And now it will be interesting to know if you want to ask any question as regards of this first part of what I've just said. Any doubt? Any question? Je ne sais pas vraiment comment mettre la question, comment faire la question, comment le demander, la formuler. Mais au regard à ton travail, à la recherche musicale des années 50 et 60, tu as évoqué les John Cage et les minimalistes. Oui, ça va? Non, mais ça va? Oui, mais je suis en train de le faire. Tu travailles en relation comme avec les compositeurs musicaux que tu as mentionnés, que tu as évoqués. Et c'est là. Première Chanel. Oui, tu as travaillé avec des. Tu as évoqué que tu as travaillé avec des composeurs comme John Cage et les minimalistes. Et quand j'ai vu la vidéo, il m'a semblé que tu étais plus basé sur des bases communautaires, avec des gens qui ne sont pas des musiciens, avec des gens que tu as retrouvés dans la rue, je ne sais pas si c'est vrai, ou mais dans le sens où ton approche peut être similaire à celui de Cornelius Cradier. Je me demandais comment cette notion d'utiliser des gens qui ne sont pas musiciens dans tes performances
Comment tu utiliserais ça dans ton travail, dans toute cette action?
Well, I've mentioned John Cage. Well, I haven't worked with John Cage, but the work, the access of research of John Cage has been determinant for me, because he has a music, his work on this, on what the undetermined, on the possibility of a treating and a grant of investigation in the sound domain concerning the question you said, in order to be able to do that, the musical dimension can be integrated outside the relationship between musicians, but that could be really an experimentation that amplifies the body data for people who don't have notions, pre-established notions of a musical language or notes and all that, but who can taking into account all this creative direction, all this trajectory, that for me, this kaleidoscopic can be in the tradition of European or American composers. I thought it important to be able to approach this, to approach the children's world. Because they could experiment creative processes that could serve as a framework of outside this academic rigid lines, with a music that is very set aside. In fact, the exploration of different trajectories of contemporary composers have been able to emerge in certain situations of theatrality, of chance, of materials that were important to restitute in communication with children who have more notions of working on space and time as a process of experimentation, gradual experimentations, rather than acquiring ways of learning an instrument very rigidly that could make impossible any spontaneity of discovery inside themselves. Now, I don't know if I've answered right. I don't know if anyone else has other questions concerning this context, otherwise I'll just go on. So now, I'm going to talk, or I'm going to stop talking. Keeping on with the work, on the work, on the video scenes we saw, I'll tell you what the specificities are in work of a creation of space, of a pilot space. This is a space for piloting that has possibility to amplify this technique of interactivity that we saw in the previous sequences in the video. So I created, by starting on the floor, a scenic device, model level. You got this plaques that can be sonorized to a certain extent, so that this traveling that allows to catch the idea of slow motion or the possibilities of acceleration, gradual acceleration, when trying to develop likewise the imaginary starting from this floor structure. We've got this minimal corporal trajectory from going to running that gives us the possibility of creating by starting from a whole process
when working on a network. So on this floor, and these geometrical figures, the explorer can develop different corporal figures. This could be identify with sports places, premises. So the inspiration of this trajectory comes from hide and seek, street games that can develop a process of body figures infinite according to the exploration that a group of children wants to do, more specifically on a topology of a more theatrical structure or a corporal body development, a fracture and so on. What we saw at the performance, we had these children where they were playing this cascade. They fall on our ground and they interaction with this the body space that is manifested on these marks. So why this this path or this marking? We could have it without marks. Well, in fact, the first process that I established of processes of marks to try to develop memory-based scenography. I worked with an informatic computer system where you can be put into evidence a sort of... I can't really hear him well, please. Thanks to these marks, this allows for vitality of musical sequences and body figures in space. So the notion of this action, projection, network, and this, there are different sequences that have to do with the optical properties and that comes from the composition in space itself. This is to be able to ask, to question from a pedagogical approach the relationship or the accident of the trajectory can be a direction building other spaces and new interrogations rather than codifying or recodifying starting from the domain of writing. Perhaps as regards that, I could establish, in order to give you some more references, writings, contemporary, possible contemporary writings, between different directions, the different paths. But when I speak of writing, it is writing, musical writing is often codified, but when new trajectories of composer experiences were developed, we saw the graphic evolution of possibilities until we arrived, until the sixties arrived. So there was a relationship outside writing and graphics. I don't know if you want to deep place to move, and so that I can explain you the different relationships of writing in space, in the graphic space, that have done very different programs. So we got a writing here that's rather meaningful from a French composer who works on the notion of archipel. I don't know. This is the structures are written, but they're codified in networks where the approach consists in for the instrument player being able to establish his own network of journey and path, So he develops a memory that stays formalized by the notion of a sound author, but the path he can do, the traveler can do, we get all these partitions that are free and at random. So the patrimony of contemporary music, there is this relationship of reconstruction of writing that brings us to being able to deal with our relationship with the interpreter beyond the times of exploration. The next one is by John Cage. It is a letter he wrote to Lucia, where he speaks of a basic code and the program. There is this answer, this response from a magnetic band tape. There is no writing, but there is a bursting. Well, the program is much more important than the identity. There is another type of writing that could be near the computer writing, where in fact it is tried to catch this experimentation. This is a partition by Stockhausen, where the elaboration of the musical work with two percussionists, you can see the two voices of percussionists are done with an experimentation of a microphone. And it is also interesting to see that there is a possibility of operating on the sound domain that are very interesting. This is the way a microphone can be used as a sound matter, starting from matter such as wood, tam-tams, and so on, concerning the microphone. And then you've got this stethoscope that can approach the notions of resonance and so on. Another way of establishing a writing, setting up a writing, here it is very interesting. It is a program by Robert Rachefer, who is a Canadian composer who's working on the sound events tied to season and landscape. This is the possibility of starting from a system, an urban or natural system, of trying to establishing a cartography, very precise, of all what is environmental, that had to do with the climatic domain or sociologic domain. And he tries to describe this sound landscape of the time past. So these are very interesting approaches. Also for the plasticity, because it allows to plastic artist to have different domains of sound that are not exclusive to a musician and to the music domain. The next one is another type of writing. In fact, all these references of composers are processes of creation that are very particular. This is a reading of a program of Kagal, who has worked a lot on musical theater, and his experiences are very interesting.